Another day. Another sucker. I'm telling you, Kelly, if you want to start bringing in the big bucks, there's no better crowd than middle-aged men. Especially if they're divorced. What? It's the truth. I swear, all it takes is stroking their ego just a little bit, and they'll buy whatever you tell them to. Like, take that last dude for an example. He came here looking for a cheap little car to get around in. But after chatting him up a bit, using some of my womanly charms, I had him walking out of here with a Porsche, add-ons included. I mean, I was shooting for the Maserati, but hey, what you gonna do? Call it whatever you want, sister, but I still got a fat commission out of it. Maybe if you'd, you know, hop off that moral high ground you love so much, you'd actually start making some real sales. Hey, I'm not taking advantage of anyone. It's just that, you know, some age groups are easier to work with than others. You know? Just because I have a preference doesn't mean I can't make sales any other way. I'm sure I could get just as many sales from younger guys if I wanted to. But why do that when I can choose the path of least resistance? You think I'm full of shit, huh? Well, why don't we make a little bet then? Let's see. Oh, see that guy out on the lot? Looks pretty young, maybe in his early to mid-20s, I bet. I bet that within the next hour, I can sell him the Maserati. I'm so confident that I'm willing to bet my next 5 commission checks on it. But if I win, I get the bragging rights for the rest of the year. Do we have a deal? Great! Then if you'll excuse me, I have a sale to make. By the way, I'd invest in some earplugs if I were you, because after today, you're not gonna hear the end of it. Hey there, mister. I saw you looking around out here, and I thought I might swing on by and see what you were up to. So, what you looking at here? A Subaru, huh? Didn't take you for an SUV kind of guy. You got a family, mister? Well, a car like this isn't gonna get you any closer to one. Sure, it's reliable, but let's just say it's not the most attractive. I mean, it might not matter on the surface, but for a strapping young man like yourself, you'd look better in something a bit more flashy. Well, yes, the Subaru is great for when you have a family, but if you're trying to start one, something a bit more exotic might be a better fit for you. What am I talking about? Well, why don't you follow me and find out? Now, I don't show this car off to people willy-nilly, but for you, I think I can make an exception. I'll admit, she's a bit pricey, but you can't put a price tag on quality. Am I right? Now, just walk a little further and she'll be right in view, clear as day. Ah, there she is. What? Is this your first time seeing a Maserati? Beautiful, right? The body, the custom rims, the paint job, all the best that the industry can offer. Oh, and don't get me started on the specs. Turbocharged, twin combustion V6 engine with an 8-speed transmission, pushing this thing to upwards of 700 horsepower. If you want speed, you're gonna get speed. Imagine speeding down the busy city streets, Not a care in the world.
Sounds fun, right?
Well, that can be yours and so much more, if you can pay the right price. But I'm sure a young man like yourself is good enough with his cash that making a purchase like this isn't gonna break the bank. So, what do you say? Wanna head to my office and work a little something out? Tough sell, huh? Look, I get it.
Okay, I get it.
A car like this is pretty intimidating to most buyers, especially for people who've never even dreamed of owning a car as extravagant as this. But when I tell you this is an opportunity you don't want to miss out on, I mean it. And it's not like I can sell a sweet ride like this to any rando on the street. A car like this needs a driver who matches the lifestyle it represents. A driver who's young, energetic, confident, and more importantly, looks good while driving it. And there's no man who fits the bill better than you.
What? I mean it! I couldn't count on both of my hands how many crusty losers with a little bit of money come in here expecting to walk out with a Maserati, or a Ferrari, or a Hellcat. And time and time again, I have to tell them to beat it. Because no matter how much money they throw my way, I know this car's worth. A beautiful car like this deserves a beautiful driver along with it. And, might I say, you are a very handsome gentleman. So handsome that it'd be a disservice for me to let you walk out of here without the keys to this car. So, was that convincing enough for you? Still on the fence, huh? You know what? It's fine. Maybe the Maserati isn't for you. There are plenty of other cars on the lot. But before we do that, we should at least take a look at the interior. Come on, I insist. Even if you're not gonna buy it, you should still get a little taste of what real luxury looks like. Come on, hop in the driver's seat. So, what you think? Great, huh? This thing isn't just the best, it's better than the best. Everything in this car is top of the line. Look, it even has one of the best CarPlay interfaces on the market right now. This thing can do it all. Take calls, send messages, activate the air conditioning, and heated seats. You can even play all the podcasts and music you want right out of the best speakers money can buy. Here, I'll show you. I'll just put on something simple so we can keep talking. There. Much better. Whew, man, is it hot in here or is it just me? You wouldn't mind if I unbutton my shirt a little bit, just so I can cool down. Thanks. Much better. Oh, I swear, it's like they only order one size of uniform here. Not all of us can squeeze into a medium, Tom. Especially for someone as top-heavy as me, if you catch my drift. What? Can a girl not talk about her tits anymore? With how you've been staring at them, I thought you'd like this kind of talk. You really thought I didn't notice. I've been trying to sell you this car for how long now? And half that time, your eyes were practically glued to my chest. Hey, I don't mind at all. I've gotten more sales out of these puppies than some sales reps see in their entire career. If you got it, flaunt it. That's what my mama used to say. But showing off the twins isn't going to be enough for you, is it? No. I'm gonna need to do something a bit more extreme, aren't I? I want you to buy this car, mister, and I'll do whatever it takes to make that
happen. Even if I have to get a little more physical.
What am I talking about? Well, let me ask you a question.
Have you ever had a girl give you head in a sports car before?
Oh, well, that's no good. You want to change that? I'm not messing with you, mister. My only mission today is to sell you this car. And I will do anything to make that happen.
Don't think about it too hard, mister. This is just a little something to sweeten the deal a little bit. Now, why don't you relax? Maybe turn on those heated seats, and I'll get to work on this beautiful cock of yours.
Having a good time, mister?
I can't tell what you're loving more. Me sucking your cock, or that heated seat you're sitting in.
I clearly need to step up my game then. Let's see if you can handle this. Getting a little excited, are we? You think you can just grab my head and do whatever you want, huh? Well, if fucking my tight little throat gets you closer to buying this Maserati, I'm all for it. Thank you, mister. Oh, I love how rough you are. I know you want to fuck my face some more, but why do that when my needy little pussy's right here? That's right, mister. You're getting VIP treatment today. Sure, we could always do a test drive of the car, but we'd have a much better time if I took you for a ride instead. Aw, don't leave me hanging. I'm already so wet. If I'm not careful, I might get some of my juices all over your future car. Can't have that, can we? Then, why don't we fix that? I'll just get on your lap and set myself right against your cock. You feel that? That's right. No panties. Normally, I don't have to go this far, but
You're a very special case, so I may as well pull out all the stops. After this, you won't have a single thought left in that head of yours that could stop you from buying this car. Now, buckle up, mister. I'm taking you for a ride. You like that, mister, don't you? You like having a slutty little saleswoman's pussy wrapped around your cock, huh? This is what I'm talking about. I can't have some limp-dicked loser driving this thing around. This car needs a real man. A man who can fuck. Oh, I can't believe that you came here for a Subaru. You're way too good for that. You don't need a plain piece of shit like that. You need a car that's gonna get you some pussy. And with you driving around in this thing, you're gonna be drowning in it, baby. But don't forget, I want my share too. I've had to do all this just to get you thinking about the buy. At the very least, I want a good commission. And as a bonus, a few more hours with this dick wouldn't hurt. Maybe after we run the numbers, we can do a little recap. Well, that's only if you buy this damn thing. Come on, just take the damn car. Oh, I swear, there's always something with you. What else can I give you? Oh, you're getting close, aren't you? You are! Well, an extra bartering tool is always appreciated. What am I talking about? Well, it's simple, really. Buy the car, or I won't let you come. I'm serious. If you want to come so bad, then buy the car. You still don't know, huh? Well, I can just stop, I guess. What? If you're not buying the car, then there's no point to keep going. But nothing, mister. No car, no cum. Now, I'll just hop off of here and... Oh! Oh, what was that? I can't hear you. Can you just say that just a little louder for me, please? Oh, you're gonna buy it. That's great, but with all the stuff you put me through, I'm gonna need a bit more than that. Wow, so quick. You really wanna come, don't you? Then, I'll make it simple. You're gonna buy this car and all the add-ons and trinkets I'm gonna throw onto it. And a hefty tip wouldn't hurt either. So, do we have a deal? I got a shake on it. Great choice, mister. Now, why don't I uphold my end of the deal? Come on, mister. You wanted to come, right? Then do it. Come nice and hard for me. You're paying so much for this, right? Then show me it was worth it, huh? That's it. A little more. A little more. Shoot a nice big load inside this greedy little pussy. I want it all. Give it to me. Give this conniving slut what she wants. That's it. Don't hold on any longer. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come on. Fill me up. Fill me. Fill me until it's dripping out of my fucking pussy. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me. Good job, mister. Oh, my legs. You must have been holding that for a while, huh? Now, I know you want to rest for a bit, but I still have a job to do, so why don't you head to my office and we can talk a little bit more about financing, all right? Now, get a move on. I gotta clean myself up. Guess who just sold the car? That's right, me. And in under an hour. It's so hard being this great sometimes. You should really try it sometime. Don't get too worked up about it. It's all fun and games. And hey, since I'm in a good mood, I'll even let you join me in my office while I rob this sucker for all he's worth. And if you're up to it, him and I are gonna have a little fun. And I would love for you to join in. Just think of it as extra sales training. All right, I'll see you there.